It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Mindsize. If you're looking for a WooCommerce support agency to help you with your monthly WooCommerce woes, check out mindsize.com. It seems a year can't go by without the pesky lifetime WordPress license topic popping up to spice up the holiday conversation. A struggle dating back 7 years ago to the month when Jeff Chandler covered, now defunct, Sidekick Pro, where then-owner Ben Fox shared his pricing experiments. When Brad Tunard purchased Advanced Custom Fields back in June, he was swiftly reminded how hard lifetime license pricing really is. I mean, he did the due diligence, he knew what he was getting into. But the lifetime license woes lingered well before the new owners arrived. Elliot Condon wrestled with it, get it all for one price forever, that is, until he finally revised pricing for 2020 to build the business a better runway. Amidst the fumbled start, Brad did bless all lifetime license holders with access forever. It's on Twitter, so it's permanent in my book. This isn't the first pricing rodeo for Brad and company. When asked about lessons learned with pricing in a 2018 interview with Joe Howard on the WP MRR podcast, Brad had this to say.
I think the biggest thing that people don't do is experiment with their pricing. So when I launched MigrateDB Pro, I think the developer license was $99. And then...
just period? Like $99 like lifetime? Or is that per month or annual?
Oh, it was per year. In December that year, I doubled all the prices, which... would have been totally uncontroversial, except that I changed all the prices for the existing customers as well. I didn't grandfather anyone. There was definitely quite a bit of blowback, and I'd regret doing it because I feel like at that point it wouldn't have hurt us to like grandfather those people in. But I don't believe really in grandfathering people in forever. That's the same aversion I have to like unlimited things and lifetime this and that. And it's
pricing is challenging, no doubt. And a lot has already been said about lifetime licenses. Should the customer expect that a lifetime license actually means a lifetime of free everything? Read Chris Lemma's take on lifetime licenses. WordPress, the only billion-dollar software industry that has us begging for money. Paul Charlton of WP Tuts, that's Tuts with a Z, posted a reaction video to a recent email sent from Delicious Brains, the owners of Advanced Custom Fields. In this video, Paul shares his frustrations with the ask of a lifetime license holder to pitch in to keep the development of the popular plugin alive. Paul was also one of the first in line to question what would happen to lifetime license holders when Delicious Brains acquired ACF back in June. For the current events, agency principal Alex J. Vasquez doesn't seem to have an issue with the ask, stating, "Could this have been said differently? Sure, a better crafted message would go a long way, but I have zero issues with the ask." Where for folks like Charlton, it, and I quote, "sticks in his throat," end quote, that customers are almost feeling guilted into supporting the product. Charlton has no problem if users want to support the favorite software, but is not entirely thrilled when the brand requests it. When the dust settles. After reaching out to Paul for a post-publishing lay of the land, he responded with, quote, "My biggest takeaway is the complete silence from them, to be honest." That's Delicious Brains. "They've been tagged in many replies and spin-off comments, and nothing at all has come back from them. As for learning anything new, it's pretty much radio silence across the board. Just speculation and frustration from most commenters." Paul's quote came a few hours before the recent tweet from Advanced Custom Fields' Twitter account, stating, "Lifetime license customers, we are still firmly committed to honoring lifetime licenses. In all future emails, we will reaffirm this commitment so there is no confusion, Brad Tunard." When I asked Brad for a comment, that was the tweet he shared with me and pointed to his previous thread posted back in June. Some of our WP Minute producers have expressed their thoughts in our Discord server. Dave Rodenbaugh says, "Well, Brad is in a tough spot here. There are a ton of these lifetime deals with ACF that he inherited, and there are something of a liability from a business perspective." Joe Casabona says, quote, "Brad should save himself a lot of LTD headache," that's lifetime deal headache, "in the long term and just stop supporting them." Liam Dempsey says, "I think it would be very bad form for Delicious Brains to abandon lifetime license holders without some kind of very sweet yearly deal, maybe like 75% off the first 3 years." Keenan Copenhaver says, "I think it's great that they still are honoring the lifetime deals. They're just asking if anybody would like to offer additional support. So I think they're towing the line the best that they can." Arpid Zucks, a WP Tuts viewer, suggests the following, and I quote a quote from him, "They should have suggested a one-off donations instead of recurring payments with a marketing copy that reads something like this. Thank you for being an early adopter. As an LTD license holder, you will never need to pay again for ACF Pro. However, if you'd like to continue supporting us, buy us a coffee. We would really appreciate it. You know, developers run on coffee, right?" End quote. The challenge ahead for all of us. So to be clear, Delicious Brains, the company, is a few orders of magnitude larger than a single Elliot Condon, who founded ACF Plugin. Does a company that spans across five very popular products require a donation approach to keep a product like ACF afloat? If so, we better start getting better at pricing and voting with our dollars. Reading into the email sent over one of the largest holiday sales of the year, maybe this was just all bad marketing copy gone wrong. We know lifetime deals are mostly bad for product owners. It rarely spells sustainable for most. As consumers, we want what we paid for and for brands to honor their promise. Imagine if Coca-Cola asked you to donate to them just because you like it. Or if Comcast came knocking on your door with a tin cup in hand saying, "Don't you just love the internet?" I say this with half my foot in my mouth, seeing as I run a content site that relies partly on donations. But hey, if I only could start a business with SaaS-like margins, we'd be in a different boat. Maybe selling some merchandise or premium support would have been a better route to take. Either way, expecting lifetime updates for one price coupled with a part-time donation strategy is bad for both the consumer and the business. I don't see any other major markets operating this way, but if you know of one, please let me know. In the end, WordPress might be the only multi-billion dollar industry that plays the tune of a poor freelancer, a supporting donor, and a pioneering capitalist all at the same time. Unfortunately, only one can prevail. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with your friends, family, colleagues on social media. Don't forget to buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. Look at me asking for donations. Share this link on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, or wherever you spend your time on social media, and join the mailing list at thewpminute.com.